Hi, I'm Danny Murphy, and welcome back to Virtual Reality, where me and Evan Real spill all the reality TV news and gossip, and get ready to listen to our full, unedited interview with one of your favorite reality TV stars. Summer House is almost over, which is very sad to hear, but what makes me excited is that we're going to be able to hear you two every week from now until forever.
Forever.
Sierra and I, right?
Literally forever.
Because you two are the new hosts of the Codependence Podcast.
Yeah,
we sure are, aren't we?
We're taking it live now. I mean, we're trying to give everyone a better perspective.
Yet.
No, I'm not ready.
You make me nervous.
I'm like the nervous one. Yeah.
What is the energy while recording? Is it like you guys say everything, then after you're like, why did we say any of that?
She'll always text me after being like, we got to cut that, and I'm like, but this is who we really are.
No, there are just like moments where I think.
We gotta cut this.
But we do that with filming too. You pretty much second guess everything. Everything's like this. I think the scrutiny is so
hard.
It's hard sometimes. So you do want to be a little bit filtered, but not too filtered. But like also, this is why we did the podcast, really though, because it's time for us to kind of take the control and put it back in our own hands.
Right. Like I don't want to give cancel culture the control over us. I want to be like we are in charge.
Yeah, ooh. And it gives people an opportunity to get to know. I can't even speak this morning. It gives people the opportunity to get to know us outside of the show, and we're not sharing the screen with like 12 other people. It's just us. So definitely an insider access into our friendship.
And I'm sure, like you were saying too, there's some because of being on reality TV, you're a little like nervous because you're like, oh my god, I know people think about everything. But is there a part of it too on the flip side that you're like, you know what?
It's more freeing in a way because we are the ones, we are the editors. So obviously shows get edited before they are, you know, shown to the public. We are the editors now.
Yeah.
We get to choose exactly what you see.
But also
we try not to edit too much so that people really just get to know us.
But also we can talk about whatever the fuck we want, whatever topic. We can laugh, we can cry, we can kind of...
I've done a lot of crying.
We can morph it into whatever we want it to be, so...
Well, especially because I think on recent Instagram stories, you were kind of opening up about how listeners will really get to know a lot of truths, maybe about past relationships and everything. I'm sure that was very emotional to record. Your eyes are darting. I already subscribed, so I can't wait to hear it. Yes, what's going on?
We're going to talk about all that on the podcast. There are a lot of tears for that episode, but we do get into like the nitty gritty of it all. I don't want to give too much away because you also see it on the season. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a shit show.
And how surprised were you with how Maya and Oliver's relationship ended as well?
I don't want to say I was surprised in the events that happened. I wasn't surprised that it ended or that it was going to end. I talk to this bitch every f-ing day. Like, I knew. Everybody else. You know, so I was surprised
in the events. I don't think anyone would think that the way it went down and, like, who... And, well, I mean, ultimately, I walked away, but, like, I think... We wouldn't have thought that the circumstances would have led to that.
Totally, and that's what I mean by the events and the person who we thought he was. Like, I think that's the most surprising aspect of it, but I wasn't surprised that they ended up, because, honey, it's been a work in progress for, you know, she tried.
I take all the time.
We'll talk about that.
There was a moment, I think it was in last week's episode too, when you were kind of opening up more about your guys' relationship at the time, and you're like, I'm sending him with bags to go. I feel there was maybe, and then when I was watching that, well, when I saw it, I was like, okay, we are similar.
Maya does things, and she's like, that's not mean. I was like, well.
Okay, but like, also, we live in New York City. Real estate is so limited. Closet space is limited. You don't live with me, so take your shit and go home with it.
I love that you did the flip side of what I feel a lot of couples do in New York, where I was like, rent's expensive, I guess.
We'll move in together.
Yeah. I am so
Which he tried
that.
To have that conversation, crazy enough, before you see everything unfold. So.
So he really,
sold it.
Okay, we have to save some things.
That's all I'm saying.
This comes next week, so you can reveal some stuff too. Yeah, so, but like he kind of sold you a false narrative about who he was.
Oh, 100%.
Totally, us. Us.
Yes, she was like girlfriend number two for real. Like she hung around us, honestly.
No, literally, I was girlfriend number two. He was like, okay, like, he would text her something and be like, okay, well, what did Sierra say?
Because no, he'd be like, so what do y'all think about this?
Yes.
And I'm like, y'all, am I suddenly two people? And he'd be like, well, I know you're going to share it with Sierra. So it's like, that was the nature of our relationship.
You are kind of like the honorary throuple for Summer House, because I feel you're like that, and then also
I thought you were gonna call me the honorary third wheel, and I was gonna be like, how dare you?
Could you imagine?
But I actually
Thruple's
kind of
the
am.
Same thing. You're the third girl.
But yeah, like with
no throuple, you're in the business.
Oliver,
you're,
yeah, yes. Oliver and Maya, Paige and Craig. Sometimes
we had sleepovers.
Like, we, yeah.
There
yeah.
were moments where I was like, wait, what show am I? I was because like they're like, okay, they're all in the same. I was like, what's going on? I need infrared glasses.
Nothing's going on, but we are all in the same bed.
Always.
Yeah. That's how deep our trust runs, okay?
Unfortunately.
I think that's a testament to the friendship in that room, you know?
Good. And I love, too, that we were all talking before we started filming that it's hard being single right now in New York. How are you guys going into summer? Are you closed off summer? Hot girl summer? Yelling at any man summer? What's happening?
Well, I think, yeah, we'll definitely be tackling, like, our dating scenarios, life, being single in New York City on the podcast.
Yes.
Like, I think that'll be an ongoing conversation for forever until one of us, well, even after we get
my biggest fear is that you end up with, like, your man.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then I'm like, what? Now what? Like,
well,
what am I going to do?
You end up with your man, and I'm like,
no,
now
but I'll
what?
Be with your man, too.
Yeah, that's true.
It's
yeah,
polyamory.
Right. It's, yeah. yeah. Give or take some benefits, you
like
know?
Yeah, take yes. Some of the sexual yeah. benefits will be taken out of that equation, but otherwise the emotional benefits, yes.
That's good. Okay, I like that. That's a good word.
But yeah, it is hard being single in New York yeah. City. I mean, I just feel like guys in their 40s are like, oh my god, I have all the time in the world, and I'm like, you're fucking old. You're fucking old.
I think the best part about the
not
podcast,
that your 40s is old. But come on.
But like it's time to like get real is what we're yeah, trying to say yeah. here. And like we have been doing a lot to push each other into the dating scene like
yeah.
a little bit more. And so a lot of our like I guess I'll say trials and tribulations end up being played out on the podcast as well.
Yeah.
Were you excited that
maybe
Gabby
failures
did that blind date without asking about a zodiac sign?
I think that's
yeah,
great for
that's
her.
A great
yeah.
step. Yeah. Because I mean look, I'm not a I don't care about zodiac signs. I don't care, like the stars, they're great. Love looking at them. It's actually one of my favorite activities at night is to look at the stars.
If you're but, under 40 and you love looking at stars.
Yeah, but can't tell you what they mean.
Mm-hmm. No.
I can tell you a few constellations, but it's, I just feel like at this point, I'm still gonna be, like, I wanna get to know someone regardless of their zodiac sign, mm-hmm.
It's
you know?
Too limiting.
It's too limiting.
As someone that's
we're
already
in
extremely,
New York City.
Like, limiting in terms of the dating pool, which, like, I yeah. have my own stuff, but, like, to eliminate your birthday, I can't do that.
I yeah. did die that she has a PDF PowerPoint of guys she likes, guys she's dated, guys she's been with, etc. And it's funny she said it to Lindsay because it reminded me of Lindsay's PowerPoint for her life.
Oh, yeah. Like her oh, timeline. When Shabby made the PowerPoint. Mm-hmm. Oh, or the timeline.
The timeline.
PowerPoints.
What were your thoughts? Do you guys think you're going to make PowerPoints anytime soon?
No. I won't. I...
No, you're not going.
Just Maya's our logistics person, and like, she's the scribe. She does.
That's all I do. I just
all
write
of the numbers.
Down.
She writes the emails. I'm like the creative design. Like, but even with that, I'm not making a PowerPoint for my men, for the
first
men.
Off,
or
PowerPoints
whatever.
Are like from 1990.
It's Canva these days. Come
it is
on
Canva
now.
Yeah.
Like, she needs a deck now. It needs to be called a deck.
She needs. Okay, so you guys can give her some tips, hopefully.
I don't think she. You well, need tips from me.
I don't think she wants. I don't think she wants our tips.
Yeah, like, I'm not an expert in dating. But.
Are you? Because I mean, you guys have had like ups and downs. I feel while filming. Are you guys in a good place now, or you two with Gabby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have an issue with Gabby. My thing was, the zodiac signs were a lot.
She came hot with them.
And I just. Couldn't relate to it.
It was hard to get
yeah.
to know her on a deeper basis.
Yeah.
And I think that that's like the reason that we were able to connect and click so quickly. And so I think that's really all it comes down to. It's not
yeah.
that deep. It was just like,
yeah,
what's the
really
core
nothing.
Of you? Like, let's figure out beyond the fact that you're a Taurus, like who you are.
Yeah. And I'm so bad at small talk. I'll definitely take that. I know that. And so when I am meeting people or I'm in a room full of people, it's hard for me to do small talk immediately. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know how they say at dinner, don't talk about sex, politics, and religion. I'm talking about sex, politics, and religion because
oh
I'm trying to get to know.
That's why this
I'm
podcast
to
is going
to
be good, too.
I'll take to her out in a group, and she's always
yeah.
fighting in the corner with
I'm not
someone.
Fighting. We're
well, having
a
heated
debate. A healthy.
About, like, God
not
knows
all
what.
Controversy. I'm not all conflict is bad conflict. Come on.
That's true.
Is that kind of like, do you guys feel like you're great wing women, or you should, like, try to date separately when you're going out?
I don't know if we're good wing women. I personally believe that I'm a great wing woman, but I don't believe that I can wing woman myself. Like, if I know that I can put myself out there for a friend, I will do it, no problems. Like, I will talk to anyone in that case. But if I'm like, oh my God, that guy's cute, I'm not talking to you.
Well, I love that you say that, because I feel you both are really good at showing up for your friend, so that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And on one of the more, like, serious moments this season, you really showed up to help Amanda with all of her health issues, and you kind of just like, we're solving this. Like, you can't just let this not go on. How was navigating that? And also after you found out some information how are you, do you have updates?
I mean, it was, damn, like, it was honestly like a movie moment, you know, like when you help a friend, then you f-ing get thrown under the bus. I was like, damn, ovaries, you couldn't just operate a little bit normally for this
Or just like
moment?
Show for me in this moment.
Yeah, I was like really annoyed. But no, my thing is, especially in healthcare, like, you know, I see a lot of stories that are where people waited too long or they could have done something, and your reproductive health is something that, you know, it was always on my mind even before the Amanda came to us and opened up to us about it, because you do hear a lot of stories of women in their 30s and, you know, they're not checking up on this part of them until it's time for them or they're ready to have a baby. And it's kind of this weird thing that's not taught in sex ed to follow up on, you know, on your reproductive health. It's always this thing of like, don't get pregnant, don't get pregnant, don't get pregnant. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, so you've made it out of your 20s, not pregnant, now you're in your 30s and you might not be able to have a kid. Like, that's, we should be checking more into our reproductive health. And then, you know, women are also on birth control from their 15s, 14, 15, 16, for so fucking long. Like, that's over 10, 15 years of being on birth control. You don't know how your body operates off of it. And it's, so it's one of these topics that I was like more than happy to dive in. And of course I wanted to help her and if I could be a part of it in any way and just, you know, try to
Because we saw
be a friend.
Her going to kind of like learn more about like being premenopausal or everything. Did you have to have any updates and conversations with medical professionals or you?
Well, yeah, I definitely had to. Look, like I am, it's still one of those things where I'm like, it was kind of like a wake up call because regardless, I'm so happy that I did it either way. 26 years old, checking on my reproductive health. I want to have 4 kids in the future. So I want to make sure that all my, you know, everything's oiled appropriately. Everything works. So it was one of those things where I'm like, okay, I'm going to do some follow-up testing, make sure everything's okay. It's still one of those things where if I need to freeze early, I will do that. But I'm still kind of trying to figure out my voice in this story and how much of it I want to put out and how much I want to keep to myself. Because it is super personal and it's super emotional. This will definitely be one of the topics that we talk about on our podcast as well, because, you know, it'll be an ongoing thing. I just...
And we
you
have
know,
such different perspectives about children.
Yeah, and...
Are you feeling no kids? Or?
None.
I could tell from your reaction when she said 4 kids.
She was like...
I'll be a great auntie, though. Like, I will take care of my babies very well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, like, we do have totally different opinions on kids.
Well, that's why you guys are perfect to host something together, because that's where you get into the fun fights. And a topic I hope you guys discuss on future episodes of Codependence is engagement party etiquette.
Ooh.
Because
come on now.
Well, I wasn't there, so
you weren't there. But you so
I was
for you. You were there. What would your thoughts be on someone going around an engagement party talking about how they didn't know about it as the couple was about to walk in?
I mean, I think engagement parties are for two people and it's the people getting engaged. So ultimately it's not my preference that would happen. Mm-hmm. I know emotions were like high and raw. I get all of that. There was a lot of hurt, but ultimately I mean, like, obviously I don't have the best relationship with Lindsay and Carl, but I it's their moment, it's their day, it's their night, so I think that comes first.
Well, that's what I love even, because you, like, I feel watching you too in that moment. You just ran up and hugged them and you're like, okay, this is fun.
Yeah.
It's easy to celebrate them.
Enjoy your engagement.
And I could even see you and Paige are even talking, you're like,
Yeah, we did try to just chat with her briefly and say, hey, like, maybe this isn't the time or the place, but I don't know that we were heard. I think emotions were just too high. It was too much of a shock and surprise. And I get it. Like, that's also the great part of making TV is that it's very raw.
Yeah, and real.
How do you two think she felt watching that back, Danielle?
I don't want to put words in her mouth. I don't know how she felt. I do plan to, like, reach out to her and see how she's doing now that that has aired.
Yeah.
But I can imagine it would just be triggering more than anything and like bring back all those like sad emotions that she felt before.
And especially too, it broke my heart so much watching, because in this last episode, Robert really went to her defense.
Yeah. And like what I will say is what we don't see fully is that Danielle then brought a bunch of booze back to the house to celebrate the engagement party that happened, that like that trickled back into the house, to be a supportive being in that moment.
I think she did end up trying
in some ways, whereas like knowing she didn't show up in all the best ways, she didn't then tried.
That's good. And she tried to make up for it, because you could tell she was like trying as best as she could.
Yeah. And there was just so much going on.
The emotions of it all. And also it's like, it was a compilation of everything that had happened in the season. Mm-hmm. So, or everything that had happened that entire summer. So then we're at the second to last weekend, and she was completely thrown for a loop. And you know, I sympathize with her, because it's like, I wouldn't want to be in that situation with my best friend mm-hmm. on such a big platform like this.
Yeah.
And I feel too, because I was going back to what you were just saying, how you were at the beginning really blindsided by how you and Oliver ended. Mm-hmm. I have to, and I don't know, like, do you think she felt a similar blindsiding with Robert? Because I was so shocked when I saw that they split mm-hmm. up, because I thought they were the next engaged couple.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when we got the text, because she texted all of us girls, and she just was like, hey, we broke up, and we were kind of like, wait,
I remember I called you, like, did you have that text?
I was like, wait,
that?
Is this real?
Bitch.
Yeah. A little, I was like, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, she just group text us all, and then I honestly just offered her my bed, and
we didn't take the time to really think about the circumstances. Yeah. We were just like, what do you need? How can we show up for you?
I know. I felt so bad, because I feel, just as a viewer, I feel like that probably was bubbling up in the back of her head.
I don't think so. I really do think that they are two separate issues. Okay. I think that they were fine throughout the summer. I had like a pretty good relationship with Robert, like being in the food world, we would chat. I never got an inkling that things were bad. I think that obviously dating a chef is really difficult, and the time is
But Danielle's also super independent, right. And like they live their lives separately. They're two different people, as they should, but they also come together. And I think
it's a misconception projecting.
No, I don't think that she was projecting at all. I think she missed her friend. Mm-hmm. And especially, what do they call themselves?
The closet. Arroz con pollo.
Oh, I was
three amigos.
Three amigos. Whatever.
All the names.
All the names.
You don't have to remember that name now, I don't think.
Could come back.
You said it.
Those necklaces could be going right back on.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't think that they were connected at all. I think she just truly was coming from a place of like, hey, I miss my friend, and I want to be involved in y'all's life still, and like, okay, you guys are dating, and you guys are getting engaged and moving on with the next chapter of your life, but that doesn't mean that.
She can't be
included in any way, especially the engagement, you know?
Because you said that you're like, if me and Paige had a big blowout.
Me and Maya, I would be like beside myself.
Even if I wasn't f***ing with you and I got engaged, which is literally not going to happen, but I would be like, you're on your knee. Did you talk to Sierra? Like, did you ask my father, and did you talk to Sierra?
Like, I have to know what the ring looks like.
Like, it needs full approval.
Yeah,
like,
I'm so confused. Yeah.
I can see when either of you get engaged, you're gonna, like, he's done on one knee, you're like, should I say yes?
Yes! Like, wait, one moment, let me call Sierra really quickly.
Wait, hold on, I have to group FaceTime my people.
Yeah. Wait, but do you, because Robert was saying it kind of felt malicious. Do you think, because I'm like, I don't know if I could see Carl acting malicious, but do you guys think there was a layer of, like, that, or did he really just say, you know what, I'm not gonna tell Danielle?
Well, I think it's weird. He used one of Danielle's contacts to, you know, set up the engagement. So like the people who do the like beachside settings, that's Danielle's friend and Danielle's contact. So like, even if you just wanted to be like, hey, can I?
I'm using your contact.
Can you connect me?
That would have been like a nice.
That's like annoying.
Well, the other thing is like, you're gonna tell someone, and like no disrespect to Chris, but like you just met Chris.
Right.
Chris knows this information, and then you're gonna put Danielle into the category of like the girls in the house.
Yeah.
Like she's not really a girl in the house. We get it that you don't f- with us, but like, come on.
Which even calling us the girls is like funny and so low key, like, okay, you obviously don't f- with
it's
us
just
truly
like more
either,
shade,
which
thank
is
you.
Fine, but it's like so shady, which is fine.
But also just say it.
Too. Yeah, I mean, shady just as much. So yeah, I kind of could see it coming from Carl. He's kind of like a closeted asshole sometimes.
You love to say that.
I like.
She loves to say that.
I like that. Okay.
And it catches me off guard every time.
What?
The closeted asshole.
Yeah, because I feel like
you're not wrong.
Okay.
That's and you it. Missed it. She said it with a hair flip this time.
I saw the flip. I know my friend.
Wait. Okay. But for happiness for Danielle, I don't know if I'm the only person shipping this. I feel sparks between her and Chris. Am I crazy or?
Personally, I don't see them.
Okay.
But
yeah. That was a quick note.
I don't see it.
Well, now that you said it, I'm trying to think.
No, but I feel like this came up slightly at the reunion, which you'll probably see. Oh. But I don't see it. I don't see it. I don't believe it's true.
What about you and Chris?
No.
Okay, well, you heard it
here. What about you and Chris?
No, he licked my toe, sucked my toe, remember that? So I think we're good.
I like that you asked if I could remember it. I could never forget
it.
For better or worse.
Yeah.
I think we don't know enough about what Chris's type really is.
No, I don't. He likes ass. We know that.
Yes.
So I am automatically eliminated from that.
He's out.
You have to be a boob girl to f with me, you know?
See, under 40, likes looking at stars, boob girl.
Boob,
okay,
boob,
good
boob.
To know. We know your type now. I'll be on the lookout.
Yes.
And you said,
but oh, not super dependent on boobs, because not like a mom, son situation. That would be strange.
You know, it's me.
There's some guys like that. They're freaks, you know?
Him just hard. And so Chris and Danielle come up with a reunion, and we can't tease too much about the reunion.
Right.
Because I love watching it live unfold. But do Danielle and Lindsay reach any level of a something there? Because I feel everyone, it's almost like on Jersey, Teresa and Melissa coming together for the first time. I'm bracing for impact.
I think Andy does a good job of mediating.
Okay.
I'll say that. He does a very good job of mediating. And when you think he's not listening,
he
recaps wonderfully. But he's also been doing this for a very long time.
He does.
So, yeah.
I think that what I saw at the reunion was a want for reconciliation.
From both sides?
I would, sure. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sort of.
Did I just black out? I might have just blacked out.
I think there was the want for it, and okay. I don't know if, I think the reunion's a great stepping point to start somewhere.
Okay, that's good.
I don't know if it will go anywhere.
I think it was a good start at, starting to reconcile.
At least, starting the conversation, because I think a lot of things have been happening in the press or, on Instagram, social media, whatever it is, and not, face-to-face.
Yeah.
And how did you two leave the reunion? Did you feel kind of like everybody, you're, ready to go into another summer, or you're like, oh, God, I'm not ready to be in the same room with all these people again?
I mean, I did not go out with the cast afterwards. Let's just say that.
No, but I never do. We got up at 5. I had to go get in the bed.
Yeah, okay.
I went and got in the bed. I was emotionally, mentally spent. The reunions are very taxing.
It's a long day.
I didn't leave my house for 4 days after.
Oh my God, my turn my phone off.
Yeah.
Location off, phone off, do not
disturb. I don't even think we still have really even talked about it.
We haven't even really talked about it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I hope you guys do talk about it.
On
the podcast, which I cannot wait to listen to. Thank you guys so much for stopping by and talking to us.
Of course, thank you for having us.
Can't wait for y'all to listen.
If you loved gossiping with us, and I know you do, then don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Virtual Reality by Page Six.
You can find us on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. See you next week.